The Sopranos are back on HBO this Sunday. Fans of the mob drama have been waiting nearly 2 years for the show's return. This go-around, they'll have different time slot neighbors. The new series, Big Love. If you thought the Sopranos were an unusual family, wait till you get a load of the Henriksons. Here's TV critic Andrew Wallenstein.
Big Love stars Bill Paxton as Bill Henriksen, your average hard-working family man in many respects, except one. He's a polygamist with 3 wives and 7 children. Now, I know how gimmicky that premise sounds as a television show. It's the kind of subject that could make a great documentary or be mocked in the span of a Saturday Night Live skit. But Big Love manages to be so much more than that. It operates on 2 levels, really. At its core, Big Love probes profound issues of love and marriage in dramatic fashion. But it also has a great deal of humor, mined mainly from exploring the logistics of having 3 wives. In this scene, wives 1 through 3, played by Gene Triplehorn, Chloe Sevigny, and Jennifer Goodwin, schedule how they'll share their husband.
All right, next month, it's Nikki the first, Margie the second, me the third, Nikki the fourth, Margie the fifth, and so on. Margie, your birthday is the 21st, which is mine, but I'll give you Bill for the night.
We could trade.
Sweetheart, that just makes it more confusing.
All 3 actresses are terrific, and so is Paxton. But the real scene stealer is the veteran character actor Harry Dean Stanton. He plays the crooked leader of the fundamentalist sect that left the Mormon church over the polygamy issue. He also happens to be the father of one of Henriksen's wives and an investor in his company. Stanton delivers every line with maximum creepiness, as you'll hear here when he unfairly demands a bigger piece of Henriksen's business.
You're entitled to 15% of the first store, which you receive. The store is a franchise. You're entitled to 15% of the franchise fee it pays to the first store.
And who owns the franchise? You can put it any way you want, Bill. Have your attorneys arrange it any way you please, but we get 15% of anything you do. Listen to me, son. Carefully. There's man's law and there's God's law. And I think you know which side I'm on.
If I have any concern about Big Love, it's that there's too much here. The storylines are spread so generously among this vast cast that some characters are more compelling than others. The strange thing I found is that I gravitated least to Big Love's central gimmick, the uneasy coexistence of the 3 wives, and felt more drawn to subplots involving Bill's parents and his kids. I could hail Big Love as the next great HBO series, but not in the way you might think. Its narrative quality is on par with The Sopranos or 6 Feet Under, but its subject matter and tone are so different, I'm loath to lump them together. And that may in fact be what makes this series a breed apart from the rest of television. Like some of its predecessors on the network, Big Love feels incredibly original and impossibly rich.
Andrew Wallenstein is an editor at The Hollywood Reporter.